First Take, your take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM, Channel 80, and ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. If you're all fancy pants, you can just tell your smart speakers to play ESPN Radio, and it'll get you right to us also. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and we start the hour with the headlines that you need to know. Starts with some COVID-19 headlines. This is big in the college football world. Texas telling everybody that 13 football players have confirmed positive coronavirus test results or are presumed positive, according to Alan Harden. That's the school's senior athletics, associate athletics director for sports medicine and performance. Texas says all 13 players are now self-isolating and 10 more identified through contact tracing are in self-quarantine, but asymptomatic at this time. In addition, 4 players have tested positive for the COVID-19 antibodies. So this is what we know at this point for them as Texas gets rolling at this point. Remember, Kansas State officials reported Wednesday night that 8 Wildcats athletes tested positive for COVID-19. That's out of 130 tested. So as players begin workouts, we're going to see more and more of this. Next up on the headlines you need, a little bit of fun headline from the college football world. You know what? I'm going to admit, I'm going to be sad to see the Belk Bowl gone, but I'm going to be happy to see what happens with the Duke's Mayonnaise Bowl. Woo! Duke's Mayonnaise, the new title sponsor of the regular season college football game and postseason bowl game, played in Charlotte. They replaced Belk, whose contract had ended last year. We all know that Belk had one of the best social medias around any bowl game anywhere, so I am interested to see what the Duke's Mayo Classic will look like. The Duke's Mayo Classic will feature Notre Dame against Wake Forest September 26th at Bank of America Stadium, home of the Carolina Panthers, and then the Duke's Mayo Bowl will be held at the same site at a date to be determined later and feature a matchup between teams from the ACC and Big Ten. The Duke's Mayo Bowl has a nice ring to it, I'm not going to lie. And lastly, on the headlines that you need, Dr. Anthony Fauci saying football needs to be played in a bubble format in 2020. He said football teams would need to emulate plans by the NBA and MLS for a bubble format or consider not playing in 2020. His quote, unless players are essentially in a bubble, insulated from the community, and they're tested nearly every day, it would be very hard to see how football is able to be played this fall if there is a second wave, which is certainly a possibility and which would be complicated by the predictable flu season. Football may not happen this year. However that moves forward, we'll see. Oh, I'm going to give you a bonus headline just because I'm feeling lucky today. Rams and Chargers confirmed for Hard Knocks. Premiere set for August 11th. You can get the news out there on ESPN.com. It looks like the Rams and Chargers both moving into SoFi Stadium in Inglewood this year. HBO and NFL Films announced Thursday that the show will include both teams as they attempt to bounce back from disappointing seasons. The 5-week series will premiere August 11th. I can only hope that they give us a little more realistic peek behind the scenes than they did last year when they were covering my beloved Raiders. Those are your headlines. Don't forget, even better than headlines, the ESPYs. Make sure to turn into the ESPYs. Tune in to the ESPYs presented by Capital One this Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Brought to you by Dove Men Plus Care. Today and every day, care makes the difference. I'm asking you guys to chime in. Instead of me speaking for you, instead of Stephen A. speaking for everybody, instead of all of us sitting up here saying, we need to hear from our favorite teams, owners, I want to know if that's actually what you want. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Do you actually want to hear from the owner of your favorite team in any sport? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Frankly, if you do hear from them, what does that do to your fandom? These are real questions I want to be able to answer, not from the perspective of the media and what we want, but from you, the actual people that spend your hard-earned money to keep these businesses afloat. What do you want? That's what we're going to get some of your take on. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You can also tweet me, at Jason Fitz. Now, while you guys load up and get ready to give your take, there was obviously a lot of First Take conversation today about Colin Kaepernick. This comes on the heels of not just the social justice conversations, but the conversations that have come since the NFL made their statement that they need to stand up as better partners with their players. That immediately leaves us to conversation about Colin Kaepernick, which leads us to comments from Donald Trump. Now, I want to stress here, you know, if you've listened to me for more than 2 seconds, I'm not here to have a political conversation. I'm not here to get into politics with everybody. However, when Donald Trump speaks about Colin Kaepernick, it makes the news. So Donald Trump in the past has spoken about Colin Kaepernick. He's now spoken again. Rather than put words into his mouth, I want you to hear what President Trump had to say about Kaepernick.
If he deserves it, he should. If he has the playing ability, his playing wasn't up to snuff. The answer is absolutely I would. As far as kneeling, I would love to see him get another shot, but obviously he has to be able to play well. If he can't play well, I think it would be very unfair.
Now, those are Donald Trump's comments about Colin Kaepernick. So that causes reaction. Stephen A. Smith chimed in on whether these comments put pressure on NFL owners specifically to get the deal done.
I think it does, certainly, because we know that his comments and the uproar that he caused when he called the players sons of bitches a few years ago is what led to them ultimately doing what they did in terms of ostracizing him. Let's remind our audience here. The president hijacked the narrative. He made something about police brutality, racial oppression, and inequality into something about patriotism and our American flag. His constituency and others bought it hook, line, and sinker. And as a result, they threatened to compromise the bottom line of NFL owners, who certainly didn't want to deal with that reality. And they said Colin Kaepernick, who, by the way, had lost the starting job because he was injured primarily to Blaine Gabbert, wasn't somebody that they deemed worth the risk of bringing back into the league. And they ostracized him. They blackballed him. It's just that simple. And they hid behind Trump as the excuse. And so now that the president is saying what he is saying about Colin Kaepernick as it pertains to him being deserving of getting another chance in the league, you can question his intent all you want to. I know I do, in terms of why he's saying that, particularly when you're looking for votes come November. But in the end, regardless of what way you slice it, he said what he said. It's on the record that he has said it. And it's further evidence, it's an additional excuse that gets wiped away and shrugged away as an impediment to Colin Kaepernick's return to the NFL. NFL owners are running out of excuses for ostracizing and blackballing him the way that they did. And so now we've seen evidence from that because Anthony Lynn, head coach for the Los Angeles Chargers, has said he will work out Colin Kaepernick. He says it's crazy for Colin Kaepernick not to be on anybody's workout list. If Colin Kaepernick can ball, and clearly he doesn't have to be a starter. He could be a backup or he could be a starter depending on which team wants him and what they have available to them. There's not going to be any excuse available for these owners to keep him out of the league because black folks watch football too. We pay to patronize the NFL brand. And obviously if you take this kind of course of action, particularly with the president on the record saying that he doesn't mind him back in the league, you really, really don't have an excuse if you're an owner, not to say you ever had an excuse in the first place.
First, take your take on ESPN Radio, ESPN News. All of this combines into why I think that Colin Kaepernick will have the opportunity, should he want to come back into the NFL this year. Again, we don't know what he wants. We also don't know that there's a great quarterback situation for him. Look at what's happening with Cam Newton right now. So not always an easy answer when it comes to, well, you want to play in the league, but what situation are you looking for? If you're Cam, you're perfectly capable. If you're healthy, you should be a starting quarterback in the NFL, but there may not be a job there for you. So just the way we have that logic going on for Cam, there will be some at least conversation about what Colin Kaepernick wants, what he's looking for in a situation where he can go and do what he thinks he does best and also have the most immediate impact. Because certainly after waiting 4 years to get back in the game, he would not want to go into a situation where it worsens his chance to get future opportunities. So I think we've got to understand that he'll be calculated and rightfully so in whatever decisions he makes. And also, we've got to understand, as one of the callers said earlier so articulately, there are other options for Colin Kaepernick within the league. If he doesn't find the right opportunity playing wise, he will have opportunity, I believe, to work with the league in other capacities. I want to take your take on whether or not you guys actually want to hear from your favorite team's owner. This is an interesting take to me because we keep wanting to hear from certain owners, but what do you want? The people that are actually spending the money, Chuck in Ohio, what do you want? Do you want to hear from your favorite team's owner?
So I appreciate you taking my call, Jason.
Heck yeah, man.
Certainly an interesting topic. I personally feel as if, you know, there's just no place for it. This is supposed to be our entertainment. I realize that, you know, there's athletes that want to take a certain stance, and that's fine. That's their choice. But when an organization starts taking stances, I feel as if there's no way that they could ever satisfy everyone. And, you know, because I'm not sure why this is an all lives matter, in my personal opinion. I take offense to the fact that it's Black Lives Matter, as if no other lives matter any more or less. Cops.
Well, Chuck, let me at least chime in on that, because I will let you know that while Black Lives Matter is the expression and the phrase that's used commonly in popular culture, it originated with Black Lives Matter too. So it was never intended to say that other lives don't matter. That's never been a part of the movement, was to say that other lives don't matter. It was Black Lives Matter too. It's been, and it turned into Black Lives Matter, and that's what the statement is. And that's a total separate part of the discussion. But I will say that through all of it, what you just said is the very reason why some people do want to hear from their owners. You personally don't, because you want to separate it. However, I will tell you that there are many people in my life that have particular sets of beliefs that they want to know how companies feel. That's why there are certain fast food chains that I have friends that they won't go support. There are certain retail shops I have friends they won't go support. We live in an era where, frankly, depending on what generation you are, what you're looking for, there are people that want to know the social conscience of the businesses they support. So that's why we're asking the question, and I think it's interesting because each fan base and each customer has to make their own decision on what they're comfortable spending money on. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll keep taking your thoughts. You guys are welcome to chime in on whether or not you actually want to hear from your favorite team's owner. I'm not looking to get into a huge Black Lives Matters debate with everybody, but I will correct that mindset when I have the opportunity. Pennzoil synthetic motor oil is made from natural gas, gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Speaking of Pennzoil, let's head over to the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Paul Feinbaum joins the show now here. And Paul, I'm really thankful that you're giving us the time to be on. There's a lot of college football stuff that's out there, obviously, to get to. We'll start with Mike Gundy and Chuba Hubbard. You know, Chuba came on First Take today, and in part of his answer to me when he said, you know, that this wasn't necessarily the straw that broke the camel's back, but it was part of it, and it's about things that happened over the last few days, last few years. Now that we've had a few days to compartmentalize what we've seen in reaction from Oklahoma State former players and teammates for Mike Gundy, has your opinion changed or formed in any different way than it did in the initial moment?
It has not, Fitz, because Mike Gundy is still the same buffoon today that he was 4 days ago. And, you know, he has tried to inarticulately talk his way out of something that he just can't do. I mean, his explanations become more ridiculous every time he opens his mouth. I mean, the only thing I do agree with him on is when he said yesterday, I'm a dumbass. I mean, nobody's disagreeing with him on that. But that's still no reason why he should be the head football coach at Oklahoma State. I mean, so many people have come at anyone who has criticized him and say, you know, why would you fire a guy over a T-shirt? That's not the issue. Anyone who's reasonable knows that this is about his conduct over many, many years. And already this week, you know, he embarrassed himself by wearing the T-shirt. He embarrassed himself by trying to make his player apologize. And then, you know, he continues to embarrass himself, then by flipping and flopping and saying that, you know, he didn't realize what this was all about. I mean, 3.5 weeks into the most intense social and racial inequity conversation in my lifetime, and yours, he still didn't get it until his players told him. I mean, that's just patently absurd.
I'm going to ask you a difficult question, Paul, and I'm not trying to pin you in. I'm not going to ask you to speak on anything you don't know. But I need your perspective here because you've been covering this longer than I have. When Alfred Williams, a former star linebacker, comes out at Colorado and makes the accusation that Mike Gundy used the N-word to him during a game, how much credence do you give that? I don't have enough perspective to know what I should think in this. So how much credence to someone that's covered the sport and Gundy so long do you give the accusation?
I give him credence for this reason. He said there are 19 other people that will back me up on this. That's fairly strong. Yeah, we've all covered he said, he said type situations. This is a story that I think we're all uncomfortable, especially because of the amount of time that has passed. But if Mike Gundy did use that phrase back then, it helps me, and it should help a lot of people understand who he is and what he's all about. I would like to see him address it. And if he came out and said he didn't do it, or if he did do it, that's his. You know, he can say whatever he wants. But I thought he was called on to respond. And as of early afternoon, I haven't heard a response.
We're talking to Paul Feinbaum. I'm joining the show on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. So Chuba Hubbard, I mean, he does have options, right? Like, he could just skip out and go into the supplemental draft and say, forget it, I'm out. At some point, do you think that there's like that mindset in college players' minds today with the new empowerment of, I don't have to put up with this?
I frankly hope he and wishes he would. To me, that would be a far more significant statement than subjecting himself to spending time trying to teach Mike Gundy Common Sense 101. And that's really what, you know, I mean, I heard that from Gundy. I want to learn. I mean, come on. He is a man. He's 50. I mean, let's be real here. I mean, Chuba Hubbard, you know, I mean, he's a great player. And, you know, if he wants to play another year in Oklahoma State, assuming that we get to that point in this crazy time, he can do that. But, you know, let's quit trying to act like, you know, the student is going to help the teacher right now. That's just really not the way it works.
I'm talking to Paul Feinbaum, and you just mentioned if we get there. So let's get to a little bit of that, because Texas sees a slew of COVID-19 positive tests come in. So as you see this come in, what do schools need to be doing at this point to sort of brace for it?
Well, I hope they're transparent, which you can give Texas credit for. Everybody isn't being transparent. I think most of the bigger schools have good protocols. I worry about some of the smaller ones where this is a big expense, and you can just keep going down the chain. And to me, this has been a very bad week for football, NFL and for college football, because of what's been said and the difficulties of getting to that first weekend in September. And I mean, I'm still listening to what the powers that be say, and they're all saying we're having football season, but I am getting more concerned, and I know fans don't want to hear that. A lot of people, depending on where you are in the country, that's, you know, act like this is yesterday's news. Let's go out, let's do whatever we want, but I don't, and maybe I'm subjected to it every day because I'm married to a physician who you know, shakes her head at people who think that you can will something like this away. This is a generational, forget. I mean, it's a once in a century type of situation that we're dealing with, and I don't know how college football is going to do it because it's so difficult. And in unlike the NFL, as has been said many, many times, there's not a single voice. So you have all these different counties being heard from with all these different jurisdictions, and it just seems like it is going to be a train wreck.
Well, and that being said, Paul, we're talking to Paul Feinbaum on the Shell Penzo Performance Line. Like, I'm still a little shook going back and forth between Connecticut and Nashville at how differently things are being handled in Tennessee than they are in Connecticut. I mean, it's staggering to me. So could you see a world where, frankly, some conferences just don't participate, but the ones that do still try and play for a national title?
I can see that. And I think that's, you know, first of all, if you get, you know, a lower percentage of schools playing, it won't be legitimate. But yeah, and it's about ideology and politics. The governor of one state is going to react differently than the governor of another one. And I think that's really where this is going to become problematic. And at some point, and we're still trying to, I mean, we haven't even started practice for the season yet. We're still in voluntary workouts. And players are going to be players. They're going to leave the practice field. They're going to, you know, get in their cars, and they're going to do what every other 17 to 22 year old does. They you know, socialize, enjoy their life. Just like I would, and just like you would. They're not concerned about this. This is supposedly for people in nursing homes, but we all know that's not true. And that's why I don't think, you know, we're going to have an easy time getting to college football this year.
Well, you know me, I'm cheap. So I always ask this question the same way. If you had to bet Mike Golick Sr.'s house on whether or not Junior's house, Senior's house, on if we're going to get, and remember, if you're wrong on this, Senior's a big man. So if you have to bet Senior's house on whether or not there'll be a college football season this fall, how you betting?
I'm still betting there will be, and I'm not trying to weasel out of because I don't want to see Senior, you know, living in a cardboard box. I that would be painful for me.
Junior's got plenty of room; he can just move in with him.
But I mean, I think we'll see the college football season begin. Will we see it end? That's you didn't ask me that question, but that could be a difficult hill to climb. I really believe that.
That was well played by you getting around that. Paul Feinbaum, as always, Paul, I appreciate your expertise, my friend. Stay safe. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
You got it. It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Paul with the best info. I mean, he snaked me a little bit there. Like, that's my fault. You know, as an interview, I've got to anticipate the answer and know that I don't leave a loophole. So, you know, I'm going to make a little note there. Don't leave a loophole, a Feinbaum loophole. Message received. And look, I think Paul's right. And the more I get asked by stations across the country whether or not there will be college football, the more I feel like, will there be? Yes. Will it be what we're used to? No. Will there be fans? I don't think so. And will it be every team? No. I think there's a very real possibility that major Power Five conferences aren't involved in the college football season at all. And then we'll have a total separate debate about whether or not the championship that is won is legit. But I don't think at that point any of the schools that are playing care about championships. They care about cash. Cash is the ultimate championship at this point. And cash is the one thing that I feel schools are more worried about ever than losing. That's why I'm certain, to me, that there'll be a college football season of some sort this fall, no matter what it looks like. We're going to keep taking your take. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I'm learning a quick lesson on Twitter. I should have turned this into a poll. I'm getting so many opposite answers, I can't keep up. Do you actually want to hear from your favorite team's owner? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll take more of your take. Plus, breaking news. Are we getting closer to a deal between Major League Baseball's and owners? We got some breaking news that we'll give you coming up next. But first, it's time for some straight talk. Even though most live sports are on hold right now, big wireless companies have not stopped playing games. They're always trying to lock you into overpriced contracts. Just ask me about what Verizon is trying to do to me. It's grotesque. Well, with Straight Talk Wireless, no contracts. Runs on America's best network, same as big networks, but you save up to 50%. $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. You might miss sports, but don't play games. You'll lose. Straight Talk Wireless, no contracts, no compromise. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. We have more breaking Straight Talk on Major League Baseball. You'll find out next. First Take Your Take, ESPN Radio, ESPN News. First Take Your Take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. You guys are chiming in. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Do you actually want to hear from the owner of your favorite team? Do you want to actually know how they stand on issues? Because a lot of us in the media are stepping out and saying, hey, we need to hear from. I want to know if you want to hear from. And, by the way, I've learned my lesson. I started this out as a tweet, which is respond, but I'm getting so many stinking responses, I can barely keep up with it. I love it, and it's so varied that I can't figure it out. So I've redone it, and you know, you can't edit things in Twitter. I've now put out a tweet that's a poll. So we'll see how you guys vote on this. We've given you the option of yes, no, only if I agree with them, only if I disagree with them. Those are your four options. You guys can get out at Jason Fitz. If you're on Twitter, get out to at Jason Fitz and give us a vote there on where you stand. We're going to get you some insights from an expert now. We've got some breaking news coming in through the form of Major League Baseball over the last couple of minutes. So rather than read it to you on Twitter, I'll let somebody smarter than me give it to you. We're going to go straight to the Shell Penzo performance line and get some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, coming from ESPN Major League Baseball insider Jeff Passan with some breaking news. Jeff, we now have, and I rather than read your tweet, I'll let you tell everybody, Major League Baseball Players Association has made a proposal to the owner. What's the latest?
It is a 70-game proposal, Jason, that includes expanded playoffs, that includes $50 million in playoff bonuses, that includes a 50-50 split of incremental postseason television revenues in 2021, which is a pretty big deal, actually, because there's the expectation that if you expand the playoffs, there's going to be quite a good chunk of change to come with that. So after the 60-game, I don't even know if you want to call it proposal, semi-agreement, whatever it was, that Tony Clark and Rob Manfred came to, the players essentially said no to it and came back with this. And now it is in the league's hands. And I can tell you they're probably not going to agree to this deal. Where I think we are, though, is sometime in the next 24 to 48 hours, we're going to know whether there's a baseball season and how long that baseball season is going to be.
So, Jeff Passan, I'm going to make you an owner of a Major League Baseball team right now, and this is Christmas morning. So you open up the present that is the Major League Baseball Players Association proposal. Is this more like socks and a tie, or is it more like a Tonka truck?
Oh, man. It sucks in a tie if I'm an owner, because the perspective that they're operating from is they believe that after Tony Clark and Rob Manfred met, that there was the framework of a deal in place and that Tony Clark was going to go back to his constituency and sell it. He did not sell it. And I'm not saying that as an indictment on Tony Clark. I'm saying it was going to be a really hard proposal to sell, frankly, to the players who have unified and who have coalesced around this newfound strength that they have. And man, you know, we're getting to the point now, Jason, where they are close enough where they should have a deal. They should have a negotiated agreement. But there is such anger on both sides toward one another and such disrespect that if this whole thing blew up and you ended up with the league imposing a 50-game season and no expanded playoffs or anything like that, wouldn't surprise me in the least.
We're talking ESPN Major League Baseball insider Jeff Passan on the Shell Penzo Performance Line with the breaking news that the Major League Baseball Players Association has submitted a new proposal to the owners. Jeff, why did they not take the previous? Why? I mean, in my mind, I'm oversimplifying here, but I got Manfred and Tony Clark in the room, both supposed to be able to speak for their constituents, as you said. Why did they? Were they not able to come to a deal that was actually reachable?
I think that when it came to the players, they look at it like this. If Rob Manfred's going to impose a season and set a schedule, which he has the right to do under their March 26th agreement, it's probably going to be for around 50 games. This deal that Major League Baseball thought they had was going to be for 60 games, and it was going to include an expanded postseason, which is television money going to the league. And it was going to include other, you know, inducements, you know, mic'd up players, things like that. But really, the TV money is the big part of it. And I think the players felt like 10 extra games of pay, which is around $250 million, in exchange for the universal DH, $250 million, the universal DH, and the loss of the ability to file a grievance, which could be worth a lot more than the $250 million, was just not worth trading expanded playoffs. Like, they felt like they could get a better deal out of it. And they felt like they were in a position of strength, and that when it's all said and done, they felt like Major League Baseball is not going to lose out on a longer and better season because of what amounts to, what, 5 games now? I mean, that's the midpoint here. I think if they get to 65 or 66, there's a deal, and we got baseball.
So, I mean, how much money are we talking about? Like you say, if it's 5 or 6 games, do you have a roundabout sort of knowledge of how much money we're really talking about?
Well, I'm going to do this two different ways for you, Jason. I'm going to start off by saying that it's about $25 million a day, $25 million for a full slate of games. So we're talking, between 60 and 70, it's $250 million, but the midpoint, it's $125 million. The more interesting thing to me is when you take what the league has said it's going to lose for every game, the league, now, these numbers are not verified. I have no idea if it's true or not, but the league has said it's going to lose $640,000 for every game played, right? $640,000. If you take $640,000, doing this on my calculator here, multiply it by 5 days' worth of games times 15 games a day, we're talking $48 million. We're talking $1.5 million a team. I cannot fathom this thing falling apart for $1.5 million a team. I have a difficult time seeing that being the case, but you know, egos have been bruised here, and bad faith has been alleged here, and they just feel like they are on different planets when it comes to how to do business. And so the notion of the 30 owners saying, forget these clowns, they'll have their season, it'll stink, they'll lose their grievance, and we'll move on. is a realistic possibility, because the egos of very rich and powerful men who are used to getting what they want are quite fragile.
Jeff, I just can't wait till you and I can talk about the Astros cheating. That's all, you know, that's, who would ever thought I'd be saying that? I just can't wait till we're talking about cheaters. That'd be so much easier than talking about money. Jeff, I appreciate the time. I know it's a crazy time for you with breaking news. Can't tell you how much it means that you carved out a few minutes for us, my friend. Thanks. Stay safe. I appreciate you coming on.
Can we actually talk about baseball instead of cheating too? Like I spent my last 6 months talking about cheating and money. I just want to talk about baseball.
Know,
that's all.
That's fair. You know what? When we get baseball back, we're going to have you back on, and we're going to do a whole segment where we do nothing but break down what's actually going to be happening in baseball. You good for that? We'll do that together.
Yeah, give me a freaking break, would you?
Oh, well done by Jeff Paston. Follow him on Twitter at Jeff Paston to get the details. Again, if you're just tuning in, he's just tweeted out the details in MLBPA's new proposal, a 70-game season from July 19th to September 30th, $50 million in playoff bonuses, a 50-50 split of new postseason TV revenues in 2020, forgiveness of salary advances for Tier 1 through 3 players, universal DH, and a mutual waiver of grievance. So that's the most recent turnabout. Yesterday afternoon, we thought maybe we were going to get a deal. We know the players didn't take it. This is where we are now. That's some Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart. And the Straight Talk is real there. Like the funniest thing about all of this is I just can't get a sense of where ego ends and money is just not worth the fight. You know, and this is something that if you've ever been to an auction, you know, or you're out on eBay and you're bidding on something, how often have you sat there and said, okay, the most I'm going to pay is this. And then all of a sudden gets a little bit above that and you're like, ah, fine, what's the difference? And you just find yourself going in and in and in. Like, if you're one of those people that are constantly in shoe auctions for the hottest new shoe, you're like, okay, if it takes me a little bit more money, fine, that's where we are. We are at that spot. And I know it's hard to fathom when you're talking about monopoly money, but my God, we are talking about monopoly money when it comes to the owners. We're billions of dollars. And if you're telling me it takes $1.5 million per team to just get this done, to me, easy to say that that's easy to do. I will also, though, say a wise friend told me years ago, never spend a rich man's money for him. Nothing will make him angrier faster. There is some truth to that as well. I'll be interested to see, when context is allowed down the road, how much we can look at the players and the owners and how we can, if at all, separate ego from the discussion. That's Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart. We're going to keep taking the Straight Talk from you guys. You've stacked the lines. I want to let you get in. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You guys want to chime in, we'll let you. Do you want to hear from your favorite team's owner? More Your Take coming next. First Take Your Take, ESPN Radio, ESPN News.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring 3 advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
First Take, Your Take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. ESPN News, I'm Jason Fitz. We've been taking your take throughout the course of the show, and I want to do that now. And you guys are fired up about it, I want to let that happen. We've been asking you guys, by the way, we're presented by Progressive Insurance, we've been asking you guys to hop on the Shell Penzo Performance Line and tell us. You know, the media keeps saying that everybody, we need to hear from certain teams owners. We need to hear from the NFL on issues. Do we? No matter the sport, do you really want to hear from your favorite team's owner? Is that something that you crave? And if it doesn't align with your thinking, then what? All right, we're going to take your take. Plus, some of you guys want to get in on some of the conversation we've had about Colin Kaepernick. Dre in Fort Worth, what's your take?
Hey, what's up? Thanks for taking my call. My take is simply this. I'm going to just be blunt with you. Most of these owners, If you be honest, we don't want to hear what they got to say. I'm a black man. I guarantee you I don't want to hear what they got to say, because truth be told, a lot of them, they racist. And a lot of them, what they got to say, they really don't see the struggle, and they don't care. All they care is that they got somebody of color that can run a football, catch a football, dunk a basketball, play defense. And then in regard to Colin Kaepernick, I'm going to just be blunt. You know, I personally, if he gets signed just because they think he's a good quarterback, that's fine. But I really don't want him to be signed now, because it's not genuine. This signing of Kaepernick, if somebody signed Kaepernick now, it won't be genuine. Because it's like, just because everything is happening with George Floyd, and because now everybody's saying they see it, now you don't see it. Cause I'm going to tell you, let me give you just something about the flag, you know, just to let y'all understand something. This came from Francis Scott Key. This is what he said about the flag. So for everybody out here who want to say the flag represent this, not to a black man, he said, a distinct and inferior race of people, which all experiences proves to be the greatest evil that affects a community. So if you want to try to say the American flag is good, something is wrong with you.
Wow. Look, strong words on that. I'm not going to go out and shill against the flag. I think on any of the sides of it, whichever side of it you're on, the flag can have different meanings to different people. I respect where you're coming from, just like I've respected some people that are on the opposite side of it. I think the flag is supposed to be a symbol for many people of the United States. It's also a symbol for some people of the people that fought for freedom. And certainly, you know, if you've listened to me for 2 seconds, how much I respect that side of it as well. But I also respect the fact that for many people, the flag, when you look at it, is a reminder of inequity. And that's why these conversations need to happen. That's why we keep happening. In the meantime, do you want to hear from your favorite team about how they feel about it? Steven in Maryland, what's your take on the social issues and for teams speaking out?
Yeah, I mean, based on what the last caller said, what the owners say, they probably aren't going to be completely genuine, just knowing that most of the owners are older men and probably have some antiquated views, but at the very least, they're engaging with the issues and not turning a blind eye anymore. And the owners, they can take, you know, hundreds of million dollars to build new stadiums, but they need to recognize it's a symbiotic relationship.
Well, and that's going to come back to communities demanding it. And thanks for your take on it, because you remember they as you mentioned, they take millions of dollars from stadiums. I mean, at some point that becomes another layer in the conversation. I mean, for the Raiders to get a $2 billion stadium that was paid for by the state of Nevada and by a tax that was put on by taxpayers in Nevada, they voted for that. So yes, they're utilizing taxpayer resources at some point by the tourism tax that was put on the hotel. So, you know, yeah, at that point, communities need to decide what they want to hear. Gus in Dallas, what do you think on owners speaking out?
You know, I don't think that owners have to say anything if they don't want to. Also, Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, they put out a great video. They have a lot of community leaders. And I think that Jerry Jones doesn't speak for all Cowboys, and not all Cowboys speak for Jerry Jones. So I think that they are coming together and sending a video out. I think that speaks enough.
Well, and that's a great take on it. And that's why I'm asking, guys, because I'm trying to have this fair and reasonable conversation. Real quick, Chewy in California. Chewy, what you got? What's your take? I'm up against it. Give it to me quick, brother.
Oh, hey, good afternoon. Real quick. Good morning from the West Coast. Three owners only want to hear from maybe four. And those are the ones that spoke out earlier. I want to hear from Jerry Jones. I want to hear from Robert Kraft. I want to hear from James Dolan. And if you want to get some enlightenment, somebody throw Donald Sterling a call. Let's hear what he's got to say.
Ooh, Chewy throwing fire right there. Look, I think this comes down to, for me, wanting to really hear from you guys. Because so often we turn around when we have a microphone and say, this is what should be happening. Well, it's not my decision to make. That's your decision to make. What do you demand of the owners of the favorite team that you choose to support? Do you not want to hear anything because you want escapism? Do you want to hear something because you want to know exactly what you're supporting? These are things that every single fan base are going to have to decide. Because if there's any pillar I've decided I stand on when it comes to fandom in sports, it's that you control the narrative. You control what you're willing to spend money on, which means you control whether or not you're going to demand, as a group, the favorite team that you root for speaking out or not speaking out. That's a level of empowerment I think we forget the fans have. The Will Cain Show going to come up next. You know that Will will keep breaking down all the breaking news. Thanks for hanging out with us. First Take Your Take, ESPN Radio.